This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 29th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. An alert ANN news spy tipped us off yesterday to the news that the European Aviation Safety Agency has just approved the use of the Austro Engines AE300 turbodiesel in Part 23 certified aircraft. The AE300 uses the same Mercedes-Benz engine block as the T-Lert, but with lighter top-end components. The PSRU is a clutchless gearbox. As a retrofit option, the Austro will offer 23% more takeoff power than the T-Lert Centurion 2.0. Diamond is actively encouraging owners of T-Lert-equipped aircraft to swap out those engines for Austro diesels. FAA certification of the new diesel is expected sometime this year. As might be expected when a strike halts production and deliveries for 2 months, Boeing had a terrible fourth quarter. In results announced yesterday, Boeing told investors it lost $56 million in the fourth quarter of 2008 and will more than double the number of layoffs previously announced for 2009, now cutting 10,000 positions. The loss contrasts sharply with the billion-dollar profit Boeing posted for the same period in 2007. Quarterly revenues fell 27% to $12.7 billion. For the year, Boeing was still in the black by $2.7 billion, but that's down 34% from a year earlier. Boeing has announced it will make the first flight of its new 787 Dreamliner without replacing faulty fasteners in some hard-to-reach areas of the plane to avoid further delays in development. A total of 6 development aircraft will be flown through testing with those fasteners. Program spokeswoman Yvonne Leach told the Associated Press, quote, "There has been a huge effort to go in and replace a huge number of these fasteners," unquote. She said the ones they're leaving in place do not pose safety risks, but will ultimately be replaced before the affected aircraft reach customers. Fasteners have been a huge burr under Boeing's saddle of late. Dreamliner development has been held up first by a shortage of fasteners for assembly of composite portions of the plane, then by a contractor who installed them improperly. Then, in November, Spirit AeroSystems, another contractor, discovered that for more than a year, nut plates used in inaccessible areas of Boeing's 737s had missed getting required anti-corrosive cadmium coatings. Days later, the problem was also found to have affected wide-body models as well, 476 planes in all. Delta Airlines and its pilots have reached an agreement to bring back ASAP, the Aviation Safety Action Program, which rewards pilots who report safety lapses with immunity from both FAA prosecution and employer sanction. The program, which requires buy-in from the pilots, the company, and the FAA to work, ended in the contentious labor environment that existed at Delta in 2006. ASAP for pilots at American and U.S. Airways ended over similar disputes, and ASAP might not have returned at Delta were it not for the merger with Northwest. The new program builds on one that was still in effect at Northwest at the time of its acquisition by Delta. New U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood commented, quote, "We hope the other carriers will follow Delta's lead and realize just how critical voluntary programs are to commercial aviation safety," unquote. The airline claims it's now the largest user of voluntary safety reporting systems, with 6 programs covering nearly 17,000 employees. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NBAA is forced to punt on its first light business airplane show. DOT reports airline fares are rising. And today is an official day of remembrance at Kennedy Space Center. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the wake of the shutdown of the group responsible for development of Microsoft Flight Simulator, we'll hear the guys who designed the current release talk about their vision for the game. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.